Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My random question today was going to be sports related, and now this breaking news is going to make this conversation even more fun. My question was simple. Who's worse, Bryce Young or Bo Nix? Who is a worse quarterback? Because just reported by Tom Pelissero, the Panthers are benching Bryce Young and starting Andy Dalton beginning this week.
He's back.
Bryce is our quarterback, but the season quickly slipping away. Canales has decided to make a change and start veteran Andy Dalton. We could just talk about that, but I was going to seriously ask you who was worse. That was my question today.
He said Bryce is still our quarterback?
That's what he claims. But
you can't say that and then bench the number one overall pick.
Who's reporting this? Pelissero?
Tom Pelissero.
Jeez. I mean, look, Bryce Young has been terrible. We discussed him last Friday, and it's like, man, I know it's still only not even a year and a half into his career, and he's had different offensive coordinators and head coaches already. Not three seasons. This is his second season.
Nobody's better at picking backup spots than Andy Dalton. He just knows the quarterback that's going down next. Yeah. He's the damn grim reaper of backups.
Look, Bryce Young has not played well enough to start. I get that, but at the same time, he was your number one overall pick. You're basically already saying that you don't believe in this player and he's toast. And I get why they feel that way. I wonder if, even though we heard Dave Tepper wanted Bryce Young and that's why they drafted him a year ago, I wonder if this move also isn't the owner chiming in again and getting involved more than he should. Not that Bryce Young has earned the spot based on his performance, but the minute you do this, like, I don't know how you go back to Bryce Young in 2 weeks.
There's no way. He's gone. He's gone.
You've said it's a bust. You have said that pick was a bust now.
I can't even argue it, though. I mean, he's been the worst quarterback in the league by a mile, but he's a former number one overall pick. Certainly somebody, right, will give Bryce, like right now, if I'm the Oakland Raiders, or the Las Vegas Raiders, sorry. If I'm the Raiders, I'll offer you like a fifth for Bryce Young. I'll take a chance. Right? What do you want? You want a fifth round pick?
I'll
give you a little something if I'm one of these other teams that doesn't have a for sure answer at quarterback. I'd kick some tires around because the Panthers have just waved the white flag. They've given up a number one overall pick, Bryce Young. They've said we're done here. Now, my answer, by the way, was going to be Bryce Young for this answer, not Bo Nix. But we can just keep it to the Bryce Young conversation for now, because that's a big deal that the number one overall pick from last year is already benched. But I mean, they've given up. That's it. It's done. Bryce Young, officially a bust for the Panthers, at least.
We're going to get to this a little bit later, but why, if you're Tennessee, Brian Callahan probably would be first in line to say, you know what? I'm willing to take a flyer on the guy.
Are you kidding me? He hates Will Levis.
I think Tennessee.
He can't hide his rage.
You mentioned the Raiders. I think the Tennessee Titans could be a potential spot.
But this is an off-season trade, guys. Bryce Young, I don't think Bryce Young is getting traded midseason. Why would you do that? Why would you do that midseason? He's going to have to learn a whole new offense midseason, and he stinks.
Callahan hates his quarterback that much. He might want to get him in just to groom him up to start next
for
year.
For next year? Okay. Yeah. That's the only argument then, because otherwise,
maybe the Raiders do the
wait till
thing.
The offseason.
Because the Raiders could do the same thing and just have Minshew start as in.
But what's the opinion
there of
everybody? I know you're saying, like, hey, I just take a flyer on him. But what's the opinion on everybody around the league? Because he looks like he stinks. Well, I'm stunned that they're bailing. I'm stunned they're bailing on him 2 weeks into the season with a brand new head coach. Like that, 3 weeks now into the season with a brand new coach. That's surprising. But they have not seen anything to believe that he's also the real deal either.
I can't remember how bad Sam Darnold was, or Baker Mayfield was, rather, with the Panthers. But they had both been on the Panthers before and now look like they're having fantastic resurrections in their career. Not that Bryce Young is going to do that, but
yeah.
I think that franchise has gone through so much and has been so bad for the last few seasons, and seeing the success from Darnold and Mayfield, maybe there's something there potentially with Bryce. It seems like Bryce Young's lost all of his confidence. He has none.
That's the thing, though. Like, we're talking about resurrecting his career. There's nothing to resurrect.
Hasn't had a career.
Baker Mayfield didn't even start. Not only is he playing much better football
Sam
now,
didn't either, though.
But Baker, it's two games, though, of Sam Darnold. Are we ready to say Sam Darnold's resurrected his career 2 weeks in the season? That doesn't
also
take much,
then. By the way, he really isn't resurrecting anything. He had no career. He's trying to start a career. Sam Darnold's not resurrecting
anything. But if their career's dead, then you resurrect it.
Well, Baker Mayfield, I hear you. I guess we're getting to semantics now, but like Baker Mayfield was in the playoffs with Cleveland. Baker Mayfield actually had some good season in Cleveland. Bryce Young hasn't had any success. Sam Darnold had zero success. I guess that's what we're saying. Well, is like there. It wasn't like you had success, then you stunk, and now you're back. Bryce Young hasn't had any NFL success, so if someone gets success out of him, there's no resurrecting it. It's just for the first time having success.
Bryce Young is 23 years old, which will still be the argument someone will make. He is 2-16 as a starter.
Yeah, the win-loss thing isn't the problem. It's the
I know, that's so egregious. I think there's like there's
I hear
a point in which it says something. But I don't think it's the end-all be-all. 59% completion, 11 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. And he hasn't even been like the running threat you would expect, right? Like, I guess going in there, you'd be like, well, maybe he'll do something on the ground that other people aren't doing. He had 253 yards rushing last year. He wasn't even a rushing threat last year. He has 18 yards so far this year.
Well, that was one of the things at Alabama that he could have done, but he preferred to stay in. He was more of a pocket. He can run, but he stayed in the pocket a whole lot more at Alabama when he could have run multiple times. So he tends to be that guy that just likes to throw the ball. I just think his confidence is so beaten and battered, and part of it is, yeah, he's not at Alabama anymore and all of that, but I think not having as bad of a start as he has, he's mentally just completely lost it. He just isn't there.
Yeah, I know the owner wanted Bryce Young. We know that whole story that came out with Frank Reich. Did not want Bryce Young.
CJ Stroud bullets.
He had backed him too after the game, Bryce.
A brand new head coach in Dave Canales comes over from Tampa, and two games in, you're benching the starter, and it's a rookie or a second year player. This has ownership, David Tepper.
Yeah, it's a mistake.
Butting in again all over it, in my opinion.
They're the worst franchise in the sport right now. So do I think that Bryce Young just landed in a bad spot? Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I were Shedeur Sanders or Carson, I don't care. Whoever the hell's going first overall this year, would I try to fight like hell to not end up with the Panthers? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the worst franchise in the sport. They're just going to like ruin your career anyway. So yeah, it's still big news. He only started 18 games, and the number one overall pick from a year ago has been benched.